So thank you for joining us for this podcast from the 12th Annual Conference of INSS here in Tel Aviv. With us is Dr. Vladimir Yakunin. He is the founder and chairman of the supervisory board of the Dialogue and Civilizations Institute in Berlin. He is also the head of the Department of State Policies in the Faculty of Political Science in Moscow State University. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yesterday you participated in our opening panel about rising and falling powers in the Middle East, and part of the discussion was about the situation in Syria. Now, it has become very sensitive in international politics and in the relationship also between Israel and Russia and other powers that are involved, and it's all around Israel's concerns about the activity of Iran and other proxies in Syria, and efforts to stabilize the state on the other hand. It seems that there are existing mechanisms of communication and coordination between parties, but maybe the dialogue is a bit disrupted. What is your
Correct.
Point?
First, I should admit that yesterday's the brief conversation or discussion was very interesting and substantial. I would like to point out that, to my mind, my feeling, maybe I'm wrong, Israel is still consider this crisis in Syria as more local type of the crisis, which persisted for a long period of time in one part of this region or the other part of the region. Our approach is that unlike the first Israeli-Arab war, this crisis has all the features of more global issue, dependent on the scale and amount of the casualties and, you know, scale and amount of the outside actors involved into this issue. So for me, it is very important to point out that, you know, basically, you know, I'm talking not on behalf of Russian agencies or Russia. I'm talking on behalf of myself and Dialogue of Civilization perspective. So to my mind, basically, now there is no deep gap in the attitude to the crisis in Syria between Russia and Syria. There are some peculiar between Russia and Israel. I'm sorry. There are some, you know, features which we should understand, but basically, you know, the idea or, you know, the policy of Russian Federation to prevent Syria from being dissolved was in the best interest of Israel. Why? Because one thing to deal, whether you like the regime, whether you not, whether you like Assad or not, but this is integral state, integral power, and it is, you know, possible to deal with this like that. Can you imagine several states ruling by extremists, terrorists, with whom you cannot afford any kind of communication? That would be disaster. So from this point of view, yesterday's discussion proved that either we are taking American side, or we are taking Russian side, or, you know, European side, because three of us were presented there. Now it was set very clearly, you know, the process, like, you know, Geneva or Astana process should be supported in terms to find solution to the
That's
crisis.
That's very interesting, because yesterday I think I heard you said that it was not the intention or the original intention of Russia to support Assad specifically and his regime. And also another interesting thing that we heard a few days ago is from the deputy foreign minister that says that Iran is not the ally of Russia.
Correct.
It is one of the parties that they work with. So what does this mean for the future of Syria?
Listen, that means that, you know, Russia is undertaking more global approach to the situation here, as I mentioned. That was my opinion, but here it is my opinion about reflections which I am obtaining from the Russian politics in this region. Russia was not seeking some material results. Unlike today's conference where, you know, the participants, they clearly explained the interest of the United States of America from the beginning, And that was to prevent any disruption of the oil supply to the United States of America and further on. Russians were never seeking any kind of material advantage. That is a Russian concept that, you know, disruption of the situation in this part of the world can cause a great global disruption. And because of that, Russia got involved here.
So based on the malign role of Iran in this land, in this complicated region recently, do you think Russia is capable of halting the activity of Iran and its proxies by diplomacy, based on its own interests?
I should not say to halt. I should say that any communication, any negotiations, as we have a saying, I suppose in Israel you have the same saying, the bad peace is much better than the good war. And this is in the best interest of Israel to, you know, to stop wars all around, you know, Israel. And from this point of view, communication or, you know, kind of relations between Russia and Iran could be substantive element for halting war in Iran. And I would like to make one point which I derived from today's, you know, discussion. I noticed that the Israeli representative suddenly said about kind of partnership with Sunni states. I read it as extremely dangerous approach, because one thing to say, listen, I like, you know, Iran or I like Saudi Arabia as a partner, but the moment the external actor is dividing religious community and saying, listen, we are pro, Sunni, that is, to my mind, can bring Israel and Israel politics to the dead end. It is not possible, because we know from the history, the religious wars are the most atrocious wars, if you know what I mean. And, you know, no outside actor like Israel should be involved into these atrocities. I suppose the idea is, listen, we have the policy of one state and we have the policy of the other. This policy coincides with our national interest and we are supportive of that. But we also supportive of the peace in the region, so we are open to negotiations, but on the basis of understanding the position of our position, the position of status quo, and then we have our internal problem, Palestinian problem, and that we are also should consider.
So I would like to take the opportunity just to ask you about the Palestinian issue, or the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Given the current stalemate in the Israeli-Palestinian political process and, you know, talks about the deal of the century that never materialized so far, and the negative reactions of the Palestinians to whatever Trump offered so far, do you think Russia is interested and capable of increasing its involvement in the Palestinian arena, and also its effort to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict?
To my best guess, because of the fact that Russia is involved in Syria, that means that Russia is politically involved, not only military, politically involved into the stabilization of situations here. And we both know that the Palestinian question is very toxic question for the politics of anybody, and specifically Israel. Some kind of solution should be seeking. Just to reject, listen, either like I said, or no way, this is not a policy. That is a position, but it is not a policy. So to my mind, it is very essential that Russians conduct some communications with the Palestinian leaders. And of course, Israel knows about that. And this is not in terms of, you know, aggravate situation inside Israel, but vice versa, to calm down the situation and to become, you know, kind of moderator if needed, but only in case if both sides invite.
Also between Israel and Hamas, because I know that Ismail Haniyeh was invited, then it was delayed.
Listen, I don't know the reasons, I don't know anything about that, but we should understand that Hamas, from the political point of view, is a legal party in Lebanon, participating in the election. Of course,
in Gaza.
Yes. Of course, we are not you know, supportive of any kind of military actions of the type. But again, you know, this is the status quo for the moment, and you know, all the sides, they should find a way how to deal about that, how to prevent attack on Israel territory, how to prevent wars deterioration in this region. And from this point of view, if we have channels, remember, for example, Russians and Americans are now in kind of negotiations with Taliban. This is fact. Why? Because, you know, the sides should find the solution of the problem. And if there is no any kind of communication, how we can come to the solution?
Dr. Vladimir Yakunin, thank you very much for joining us.